ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 श्लोक 11 हरि बोल एवं विरक्तः शयना आसना आटना मंजने दर्शना स्पर्शन घ्राण भोजन श्रवणादिषु न तथा बध्यते विन्द्वन् तत्र तत्रादयन् गुणान् एवं विरक्तशयना आसनाटनमञ्जने दर्शनस्पर्शन् घ्राणान् भोजनश्रवणादिषु न तथा बध्यते विद्वन् तत्र तत्र अदायन् उगुणान् एवं विरक्तः शयना आसनाटनमञ्जने दर्शनस्पर्शन् घ्राणान् भोजनश्रवणादिषु न तथा बध्यते विद्वन् तत्र तत्रादयन् गुणान् रिपीट प्लीज एवं विरक्तः शयना आसनाटनमञ्जने दर्शनस्पर्शन् घ्राणा भोजनश्रवणादिषु न तथा बध्यते विद्वन् तत्र तत्रादयन् मनान् आसनाटनमञ्जने स्पर्शन् घ्राण भोजनश्रवणादिषु न तथा बध्यते विद्वन् तत्र तत्रादयन् गुणान् एवं दस् विरक्तः डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम मटेरियल एन्जॉयमेंट शयने इन लाइंग और स्लीपिंग आसना इन सिटिंग आटना वॉकिंग मज्जने इन बेदिंग अब यू कीप रिपीटिंग डोंट लुक इन दैट साइड दर्शना इन सीइंग स्पर्शना टचिंग घ्राण स्मेलिंग भोजन ईटिंग श्रवण हियरिंग आदिशु एंड सो ऑन नॉट तथा इन दैट वे बध्यते इन इज बाउंड विद्वान एन इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन तत्र तत्र वेर एवर ही गोज हार्डयन कॉजिंग टू एक्सपीरियंस गुणान द सेंसेस बॉर्न ऑफ द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर Translation, an enlightened person fixed in detachment engages his body in lying down, sitting, walking, bathing, seeing, touching, smelling, eating, hearing and so on. but never entangled by such activities. Indeed, remaining as a witness to all bodily functions, he merely engages his bodily senses with their objects and does not become entangled like an unintelligent person. Purport. In the previous chapter, Uddhav asked Lord Krishna why an enlightened person, just like a conditioned soul, engages in external bodily functions. Here is the Lord's answer. While engaged in bodily functions, an unintelligent person is attached to both the means and the end of material life, and therefore experiences intense lamentation and jubilation on material platform. A self-realized soul, however, studies the inevitable defeat and suffering of ordinary persons and does not make the mistake of trying to enjoy the bodily functions even slightly. He instead remains a detached witness, merely engaging his senses in the normal functions of the bodily maintenance. As indicated here in the word adayana, he engages something other than his actual self in material experience. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the instructions of Lord Krishna to Uddhav are continued here. In the previous sloka we heard on Sunday about Prakriti Kriyamanani. A similar sloka was there. Indriyartheshu Gunairapi Guneshu Cha. Like that, the sloka. Devadhine Sharirasmin Gunabhavyena Karmana Vartamano Buddhatatra Kartasma Iti Nibhadyate. That meant that everybody is working in the material world by the control of the material nature. Prakriti is controlling, but the person who is doing the activities, he feels that he is the doer. Kartaham iti manyate. Under the influence of ego, the false ego, being the doer. And he suffers also because of that. It is explained that moment you think I am the performer of action, suffering begins. And if you think that I am just the servant of the Lord and whatever I am doing is for His pleasure, suffering ends there. A simple example I will give you, how any activity we do, how consciousness is very important, which makes difference. So now it's raining very heavily. There was mentioned that there are 5 meters of waves coming on the ocean. So youngsters, young boys and girls, they went, ate bhelpuri, and they really got wet. They went in the water. They were jumping and very happily enjoying. And suppose you're going for work, dressed up nicely, and you get wet in the water. The same situation, the same location, but you get very unhappy, and they are enjoying. What is the difference? It's a consciousness. Similarly, you go to national park and you take bath in the flowing water, it's very pure. You change your clothes, you again have new clothes. Nicely you enjoy. And suppose someone comes just moving around and he slips in that same water. Is he happy? He's not happy. Because the mood is different. I have come to take bath, so I'm enjoying. You have just come to see, but you slipped. So similarly, every activity that you do, Whether it gives pleasure to you, sorrow to you, tension to you, frustration to you, stress to you, all depends upon your consciousness. What is there within? Someone does farming and is thinking, I will do satsang after earning money. And somebody is doing farming, is thinking, I'll have liquor party after the crop comes. Once I sell, I'll have liquor party. So the mood is different. Activity is same. Creating rice. Similarly, we do one activity and sadhu does one activity. Same activity. He is eating food, you are eating food. But the ordinary man is saying, oh, I love gulab jam. I don't like karela. I hate it. I don't like mild food. I want spicy food. And the sadhu is eating same food next to you and he is thinking, this is Krishna Prasad. Hey, Shaka Krishna Swadilo. Whatever comes on the plate, this has been tasted by Krishna and he is enjoying ecstasy. Another person can be going through suffering also. Oh, I did not get gulab jam second time. Only came half as Mahaprasad. It was so tasty, but they didn't give me properly. The same thing can become source of happiness, same thing can become source of misery, depending upon your and our consciousness. So this life is actually meant to cultivate that consciousness, favorable to feeling satisfied and feeling happy. And suppose we understand this, so we become a little intelligent and we understand, okay, let me mold myself. Let me set myself in such a molding situation that I will enjoy whatever comes. And then you start working on it. It gives pleasure to you, but it gives pleasure to you for some time only. It doesn't give pleasure to you for a long time. Today you molded yourself nicely, you enjoy it. But tomorrow the same thing comes in front of you, no more enjoyment. 7 days, same every day, gulab jam given to you, you feel, I love gulab jam, but now I feel I should have change. Something else should be there. Every day gulab jam is boring. What does that mean? In the material world, everything is designed in such a way that however best things are they are not designed to give you continuous happiness. They will always give you happiness for a short time only. And after some time the happiness will go. Sometime after some time that will start giving pain also to you. The same thing. Like you fall in love with some beautiful girl and you fight with your parents and you said, I will die if I don't marry her. And then you get married and say, now I am the happiest person on the earth because I have worked so hard to get what I want. And then after 3-4 years you meet the same person is thinking, why I got married to this lady? But the lady is thinking, why I got married to this man? So what has gone wrong? Because the object of the material world has a limited, has an expiry date. It doesn't continue for all time. The fresh sweet brought will taste good if I use before 6 months. It's maintained there. But if you use before 6 months, after 5 months, will it taste same? Will not taste same. It has expiry date. It has a date for functioning and date for expiry also. So however beautiful, the most opulent, the most wanted, the most famous and the most desirable, everybody is mad after it, you get it suppose. You are the only one who got it. But still, there is misery after some time. You may think, oh, that best heroine got married to this man, how lucky he is, how fortunate he is. But he has his own set of miseries, even after that. The material world is designed only that way. Things look very lucrative by the power of material nature. But they have all potency and all empowerment to give you misery. This is second stage. That means you are very intelligently trying to enjoy. But you come to know after all this molding and planning and intelligently, systematically trying to yield the best happiness of the given best thing, you come to know, even then, misery is there. I cannot escape it. Or the most beautiful man that I married, most handsome, oh, he had an accident and he broke his arm and he had some bruises and stitches on the face. Everything is finished now. What I was attracted to, I was thinking I'll be getting pleasure at, looking at my husband all the time, so handsome he is. Now that is not there. So there is some patch here, which will give permanent mark also. Whatever you do, plastic surgery, it will not going to improve. Then you come to know that I am searching for happiness in a very planned way, in a very superficial way. Then I go for relationships. Okay, forget beauty, forget money. I would like to have a good relationship with my family members. And there you get frustrated after some time. You do so many things, but material world is designed in such a way that even relationships will not give you long-lasting pleasure unless you are too tolerant and too whatever, adjusting. So you get frustrated there also. I did so much. I did not look for beauty. I did not look for money. I didn't look for education. I didn't look for beauty. And I tried to go deeper, not for the superficial pleasures of the skin, but still I am unhappy. So further you go, and further you go deeper, then you come to know there is no pleasure in any material object, whether it is gross or subtle, in the material world. Then you reach the spiritual level, and then you understand that the real happiness is in spirit only. And when we cultivate that spirituality, then the real happiness starts coming. And you may get worried, oh, this may be also temporary only. I don't know. I got so much negative experiences every time I worked hard. Maybe this is also the same way. I don't know. Today I am getting happiness in dancing and chanting, eating prasad. But tomorrow it may get bored. But you are told by people who are preaching you or telling you, don't worry, carry on, carry on. And you get tomorrow also, and you get day after tomorrow also. Then you come to know, oh, what I began with, now I am getting much more happiness. Then you understand the difference between material things and spiritual things. Difference between material world and the spiritual activities. And that is real intelligence. So why we discuss all these things? Because here Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava about the stage of renunciation, Vairagya. He is telling my devotee who is renounced, what he does. He is sleeping, he is eating, he is talking, he is working, he is bathing. He is sitting, he is lying down, so many activities doing. He is touching, he is looking, taking darshan, he is smelling. All these activities, he doesn't get involved, it seems. He just does it as duty. He knows, I don't want to get entangled. I just do my duty, engage myself in these activities in a detached manner. But detachment also is a negative concept. It's a neti concept. I should not like food, I should not like good dress, I should not like ornaments, I should not like fame, I should not like position, I should not like adoration, I should not like influence, authority. I should just be detached from all these things. But the soul cannot derive happiness from detachment. Please understand. Soul is not by nature enjoying in detachment. Soul is by nature enjoying in attachment to Krishna. That is the nature of the soul. So if we really want to get happiness in this world, then we should know the nature of the soul, actually. Who we are in essence, in quality, in depth. And then when we know, when you know your spouse whom you are going to get married with, then you know how you can please that spouse. So you don't know and you get stumped after, oh, I didn't know this. We don't like chocolates. I gave you a birthday on chocolate and then, oh, I don't like chocolate. And you make something, you say, I hate this item. So better to know. Like that, if you know who you are, Satchit Ananda, part and parcel of the Lord, and what do you actually enjoy in, then you can go for those things and you can actually enjoy. And then further you come to know, I am not here to enjoy as a spirit soul. My enjoyment lies in enjoyment of the Lord. If He is pleased, I automatically am pleased. And actually, as per Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, the chapter of renunciation, description of the essence of the pravritti, of the attachment of the pravritti, attitude of renunciation, the deepest bija of renunciation is explained in the 18th chapter of Gita. And it is said, it is the attitude of the soul to only please the Lord and seek pleasure in that. And that is termed as the highest stage of renunciation. One who never even thinks of renunciation,
who always thinks of the pleasure of the Lord only. Whatever he does, either Lord or his devotees. Because he knows that if Lord is pleased, it's very good. But he is pleased when you serve his devotees more than he pleased by serving himself. He is pleased by when we serve his devotees. So then he will do everything. He will appear like a world pounds and shilling man. But from within he is totally renounced. What is he renounced with? Or to? Or from? He is renounced from the fruit of his action. He is renounced from the opulence. He is renounced from the benefit that he is going to receive from that. He is not looking for any apeksha that I will do this and I will get this. Tomorrow if I do all this, I please all devotees, they will make me president of the temple. Well, I will become, I please everybody, I will become GVC tomorrow. I will become guru tomorrow. There is no immediate or mid-term or long-term desire that is hidden in the activity of a devotee who is truly renounced. And devotees actually don't work hard for achieving renunciation. They only work hard to please the Lord. In pleasing the Lord, all the desirable detachment automatically comes. Because vairagya is not a goal of devotional service. Goal is samsiddhir haritoshanam. We should not try to, because even vairagya gives me a lot of pleasure. When you give up something, it gives different kind of pleasure. You say no to something, you get different kind of strength. And you really start enjoying that. But still, because it is material, when you give up something and you get some happiness of renunciation, it is also temporary. So it cannot give you long-lasting pleasure that your soul, yourself is looking for. Yourself needs. Those things are not achieved by simply renunciation. And further, when you become too renounced, without attachment to Krishna, you become very dry, very emotionless person. You're so detached. But a devotee who may be Pratap Rudra, fully opulent, but his attachment is only to the Lord and his devotees and his service to them. So at times he can remain king and serve. At times he can give up all kingly things and wear a cotton dress and go and tell the Lord, okay, I am your servant. Lord is asking him, who are you? Who are you? Please go on singing. Who are you? He didn't say, my Lord, I am King Pratap Rudra of the Orissa, Gajapati Pratap Rudra, son of Spurushottam Deva. He didn't say. He only said, I am the servant of your servants and I want to serve you, my Lord. So his attachment is to please the Lord. Not in remaining a king or not remaining a king. He is not attached to remaining a king or not attached to not remaining a king. Both things are supportive to his service to devotees. Whatever is suitable, he is using. At time, now it is favorable to get the mercy of the Lord by giving up kingly positions and addressing ourselves, myself as a servant of the Lord. And at times, he uses his kingly position to do accommodations of all the Vaishnavas, to feed them, to make all arrangements, he gave orders, he used the authority to give orders, everything he did. He made sure that everybody is comfortable and authoritatively he was telling everybody. But he is not attached to the authority. It came, the Lord is not happy with me. He doesn't want to meet a king. Then he gave up his kingly positions. He paid Ramananda Rai saying that, I am your boss, I am your king, you are my governor of that Kavur province. I pay you and you are junior to me in the authority, but Lord accepted you as his own. Lord told you to give up your work and come with me, and you have come under the Lord's guidance. So you are greater than me. I feel so happy that I have you as my governor, and I promise you that I will pay you for whole life, full salary, without working for me as governor. Just for working as a servant of the Lord. Because Lord has accepted you and he has not accepted me till now. So he was not envious of him. He was trying to take revenge or talking something crooked words to him. In fact, he rewarded him. In fact, by rule, the salary should have stopped. So I will pay you. Please continue. You are very fortunate. I am very inspired by you. You are so lucky. That proves that he was not attached to his position and not proud or egoistic or angry because of his situations around him. So what we are learning in Hare Krishna movement, in ISKCON movement, in Gaudiya Math, in Krishna consciousness movement, is the goal of life is to be Krishna conscious, not to become a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a grihastha or rich or not or whatever. These are all external supportive items. At times you use them to serve the Lord and please the Lord. At times you give them up to do the same thing, to please the Lord. At times you accept those things to please the Lord and devotees. Use all the power to please the Lord and devotees. At the time we don't need it, give that up and still keep trying to please the Lord and devotees. That is the whole point. Renunciation is not external, that you change the dress, you shave your head off, or you eat only one meal, small meal a day, or you to give up this, give up that. That is not very important. Well, that may change. Tomorrow you fall sick, you may have to eat something which is important for you. Or you may know how to make fuss, I don't eat this thing. So we go to programs and you make a lot of fuss, I don't eat this thing, I don't eat that thing, I need that only, I need this only. But is it all external? What is important is doing the needful that will please the devotees and the Lord. At times, very intelligently doing the needful. Not making fuss, not creating a stir or disturbance just because you are so and so. Renunciation means being attached to service to the Lord. And the purpose of the service is to please the Lord. And that is what Arjun was taught by Krishna. You fight or don't fight, but more important is that you are attached to your service to the Lord. So he said, labha, labha, jaya, jaya, there is a benefit, no benefit, benefit or loss, there is victory or defeat, is honor or dishonor. You can be only detached from these dualities only when you are attached to service to the Lord. Otherwise, if you simply struggle to remain detached from victory and defeat, or struggle to remain detached from honor and dishonor, that will frustrate you because that effort is too consuming and too frustrating. You simply attached to service of the Lord. Arjuna was told by Krishna, Mam Anuspara Yudhyacha, you shoot the arrows remembering me. Then you will win or lose, don't worry. I will decide that. And if you simply remain attached to shooting your arrows as per my instruction, in my memory, in my consciousness, your victory already is there. You are already victorious. Where the soul, the fish, is in water, that is his normal situation. If he is in water, his normal situation. So, soul when engaged in service is like fish in normal water. That is a constitutional, normal, happy, blissful condition for the fish. Similarly, remaining in service to please the Lord is the normal, constitutional, eternally happiness-giving situation to the soul. In that condition, then you eat, you sleep, you smell, you don't smell, you bathe, everything is same. But it is not meant, not done to achieve personal happiness. All these things are done to only please the Lord. And they will guarantee you that they will give you eternally, consistently, continuous happiness that we are all looking for. So happiness also is a science. It's not just like, I like gulab jam, I ate gulab jam, I'll be happy. No, you ate gulab jam, you may get lose motion also. These things are known. You eat the same thing today, tomorrow you get sick with the same thing. And again, day after you may be happy with the same thing. Again, next day you will get sick with the same thing. You don't know. Your situations of body may change, atmosphere may change, rutu may change, things may change, ingredients may change, and happiness also may change. But consistency is there in your attachment to the service of the Lord. And how to do that? Philosophy is very easy to speak. I can go on speaking, quoting Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Gita shlokas. But practically, how to do it? How one can naturally, without much effort, be detached and be blissful? That is why Lord has given His holy name. And the Lord has given His Hari, Katha, His Katha Himself. He has performed pastimes and given us the substance to hear and to chant, to glorify. When one remains absorbed in these things, then this renunciation becomes very easy.
It doesn't become a strenuous effort. It becomes a natural achievement. It becomes a natural achievement. That is why we are supposed to chant Hare Krishna and glorify the Lord by Shravanam Kirtanam. That is why Bhagavatam class is there. So that we are allowed to rise from physical, mental, emotional platform on the spiritual platform. Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Harikatha, chanting the holy name attentively, going to holy places, worshipping the deity of the Lord, are all activities which help you to rise from physical, external platform to subtler and subtler platform and the subtlest platform of the spirit, of the soul. Maybe for 1 hour, maybe for 2-3 hours of morning program, but we are regularly practicing to rise above the gross levels to spiritual level and experience that ananda, susukham kartum avyayam, experience that bliss of spiritual platform. And then Prabhupada said, staying high forever. Then we strive to stay high forever. How to stay high forever? Only one word is there. Absorption in Sri Krishna. By chanting His holy name maybe, by hearing the katha of the Lord, or by meditating on the katha of the Lord, or engaging your senses in service to the Lord. All this means, what is mentioned, smaranam, sleeping, lying down, walking, darshan, smelling. When all these things, activities are connected with the Lord, then they give you continuous happiness. In between Maya enters again. In between she strikes you. So what do? We run to the same things, to the same basic things. The holy name, Harikatha, the deity, the dham and the seva. It will make you foolproof. How do you get free from an epidemic of a disease? In medical field we tell people, by making sure that the vaccine is in your body. And you should know how much the vaccine is going to act for. So you take a vaccine and you know this vaccine will prevent you from getting typhoid for 6 months from the date of giving the vaccine. Then in those 6 months, you go in typhoid endemic area and do whatever you want, you will not get typhoid. But you have to be vigilant that on this date, after 6 months, the effect is going to finish, expire, and then you again get the vaccine. So like that, our vaccine is the holy name, the Harikatha, and the service. And if holy name, we are very lazy and not attentive, or not interested, not so good about it, and in Katha, we are sleeping, suppose, in deity worship we may be lazy and we are not very today in good mood. In holy places we go and we still go for shopping and do some things which are not so advisable. Then what is the easiest thing to do is to engage yourself in service to Krishna. It is said that service is the foolproof guarantee of not getting affected by the modes of material nature. The Prakriti will not be able to rule you if anybody is engaged physically also in the service that he is doing. It's like, suppose you feel sleepy during the class, then some people are making wicks over there. Right? They are engaged in some service. That itself also is assuring that I am not going to sleep. Some people will pluck the flowers, some people will pluck the tulsi leaves, some people make garlands. Some people are doing some garlands over there. What is it assuring on the first level? That I am not going to sleep. When I am not going to sleep, I can hear. That means engaging one's senses and then mind in some activity will assure you that Maya will not affect you. Maya will not influence you. And when that is assured, immediately bliss starts coming in. That is a foolproof, protected system, protected activity. So that is why we are discussing about the pastimes of the Lord. So that when those pastimes of the Lord are being narrated, naturally your mind is very attracted. And we can sometimes be awake because the pastime is so interesting. And today is Hera Panchami. Today is the day when Lakshmi Devi goes angrily to meet Lord Jagannath. So let us try to, in a planned way, prepare ourselves to receive the pastime in such a way that we absorb ourselves, remain absorbed, and see at the end of the discussion whether we were getting blissful while hearing, whether we were away from the influence of the material world during that time or not. Let us evaluate in that way. It's an experiment also, it's a blissful activity also. Together we will do it. So, the Lord stayed 15 days in seclusion with Lakshmi Devi in the period of Anavasara, in the name of falling sick. He took public bath, so he fell sick, so he stayed inside, no darshan, but it is explained he was in Ekanta Vas with Lakshmi Devi. He wanted to spend time. At the same time, he had fever also. It's not true, it's also true. But when the fever got off, when you fall sick and you are in the bed for 15 days, you want to just go out, go to fresh air and take a round and come back. So he said, I'm going with my brother and sister to Sundarachala, Gundicha Mandir. And as he said, I will come next day. Don't worry. So he went. He promised her that I will come next day. He didn't come. So she got very angry. Why he did like this? First of all, he didn't take me. So then she went to her sister, Vimla Devi, who's also residing in Jagannath Puri. It's a big temple where they go and they get dream. That Devi. Not maybe that Devi, but there are many, about 10 to 15 Devis who are staying in Jagannath Puri. So he's her sister. So she went and said, what do you do when a husband does to you what he's not supposed to do? He does something which is not good. What should I do? He said, when a husband does something which is not advisable and not good that he is doing, not supposed to do, then you go and meet him and overwhelm him with some activity. Emotionally you overwhelm him. Some hint she gives. So what does Lakshmi Devi do? On the fifth day of Rath Yatra, that means today Lord has gone, on the fifth day of that, she dresses up extremely gorgeously. And also all her maid servants, she tells them to dress extremely opulently. Unbelievable Shringar, everybody is done. Lakshmi is also unbelievable. And as per the advice of Vimala Devi, she has put Mohanjana in her eyes. That means an ointment of kajal, which is extremely attractive. Which he will see or she will see him, he will get totally mesmerized and overwhelmed, looking at the eyes. So she wears and she goes. And then it is explained that she is walking left, right, in an angry way. She is very beautifully looking, but she is also exhibiting anger. And then there is a Yatra Bhagwat is there in Jagannath Puri. Yatra Bhagwat. And that is explained. As she goes inside, and what they do? They start arresting, beating, chastising the servants of Jagannath. Because as soon they come to the closer to the Sundarachal Gundicha Mandir, this is the chariot, so all servants are there. So they start capturing them. So all the lady servants of Lakshmi Devi start capturing and beating, using bad words, questioning, chastising, and arresting also. And what they say, ask them, what your master is doing? What is there in Sundarachal here? Our Lakshmi Devi is sitting on the throne of jewels and everything is so opulent. And your Lord has suddenly come here to Vrindavan to take some leaves and fruits and wear some peacock feather. What is there in Vrindavan here? He has left such an opulent, beautiful situation. He's a foolish person. They had come to ridicule him, to make him a butt of jokes. So they are tired of doing that. But the way they were doing, the overpowering way, the servants were arrested and they were brought by force to the feet of Lakshmi and they made to touch the feet of Lakshmi. And they said they were almost unconscious by this treatment. And they were like begging, please forgive me, forgive us, please forgive us. We promise you that tomorrow we will bring the Lord in front of you. So the servants were released. And then the girls got so angry, started beating with the stick, with the chariot, and they broke the spokes by hitting and trying to destroy. This is the chariot with which he came here. So they'll break it. They express their anger. And then Lakshmi Devi goes inside and Jagannath gets the information. There's some commotion at outside the temple, and Lakshmi Devi has come and he is apparently at the moment of time overpowering all situations. Everybody is simply helpless by their overwhelming activity. So he also tells his servant, please immediately send one mala and close me, I don't want to see. So as she goes inside to meet him, door is closed. And one mala comes, that is called Prasadi Mala. So she gets very insulted and angry. She bangs her heel on the ground and goes out without going deep inside the temple, comes out and breaks the spoke of the chariot, and she says, okay, you come back and I will show you. And she goes. So it is explained in that Yatra Bhagavat in Jagannath Puri that Prasadi Mala is also called Agya Mala. Looking at the mood of Lakshmi, Lord understands, I have to now surrender to this activity of Lakshmi. So by that Prasadi Mala, the chariot is turned to go back on that day. So that day when Lakshmi Devi goes back, the very next morning the chariots are turned with the face towards Jagannath Puri temple, that is Neelachala. So this is the sweet pastime of Hera Panchami. What is Hera? That means Lakshmi Devi wanted to see. Heribo in Bengali means to see. So she had gone to see him. And actually speaking, she didn't have any real chastising mood. But because Jagannath closed the temple, she became more angry. And she goes back. And what she does, after going back, immediately she breaks all the burners, which are about 752 burners, made of bricks and mud, on which 5 pots are put, and every day 7,200 kilos of rice is cooked, and a variety of 56 items are cooked in a whole day in a huge quantity, unbelievably, by thousands of cooks under the guidance of Lakshmi Devi. And the whole subsistence and existence of Lord Jagannath is based on that food that she cooks in her control and supervision leadership. The whole existence is depending on that. I'll destroy all that. Let me see after I come back how you show your impudence. So all the kitchen is broken. Now she's waiting. Let him come. I'll see. And then this same pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also watching. One time, when Pratap Rudra is there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Jagannath Puri. All the devotees have come to Jagannath Puri. They have attended Rath Yatra, all that pastime of discussion, talking, dancing, 7 groups, all that is over. And then on 5th day, Lord Chaitanya knows, now today is Hera Panchami. So Pratap Rudra king instructs all his kinsmen that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. This Hera Panchami festival should be most gorgeous. Cook double the quantity of prasadam than Rath Yatra. Bring all flags and festoons and jewelry and make gorgeous arrangements. Decorate Lakshmi in a most gorgeous arrangement. Let Hera Panchami festival be more opulent than Rath Yatra itself. And all detailed instruction he gives to his kinsmen. And everything is arranged. And let, he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should have proper darshan of this whole pastime. So all that was done according to his instruction. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that very morning of Hera Panchami, goes to Sundarachal, Gundicha Mandir, takes darshan of the Lord who is now in Braj mood, bows down to him and comes right in front of the Neelachala temple. That is where Lord stays for 355 days, whatever. All throughout the year stays. He stands there and then Lakshmiji comes out in palanquin. Very, very extremely gorgeously decorated. And so many ladies are dancing to please her, to pacify her. So many ladies are also angrily walking with so many jewelries, and servants are walking. Everybody is walking, and I have seen that, by the way, that julus, that procession. In the middle of the night, nowadays it takes place in the middle of the night. There was water till chest. We were all walking till chest deep water. And the palanquin only was above the water and everybody was under the water. And they were walking so fast and music was being played. I said, my God, what an enthusiasm and what a passion to go and do the needful to Lord Jagannath. They were very pleasing at 1 o'clock in the night. So Lord sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then discussion starts. And the Lord is very lovingly asking Srivas Pandit, why Lord did not take Lakshmi Devi? Really, he went his brother and sister. So Srivas Pandit said, because Lakshmi Devi is not entitled to enter Vrindavan. She is not supposed to, because she is an Aishwarya Bhav. Vrindavan is Madhurya Bhav. So that's why Lord did not take her. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking very innocently, Lord does everything perfectly. is going to Sundarachal was also to in response to the love of gopis, and gopis are serving him in simplistic manner, and he enjoys the Vrindavan mood and for those days. So he does everything perfect. So why Lakshmi has to get angry? So Suhas Pandit is explaining that she gets angry because she is a lover of the Lord. And when the lover is neglected by the lover, she gets angry. So she promised that one day he will come back, and he didn't come back, so she felt neglected. She was agitated. So love is also allowed a situation to get angry with the lover. That's also expression of love only. So then the Lord is asking, it is said that Lakshmi Devi, see how she is sitting on the palanquin studded with jewels, and she is studded with jewels on the body also. So why Lord left all these things just to eat roots and berries and flowers and peacock feather and some simplistic food items there? So Srivas Pandit is talking on behalf of Lakshmi Devi. And he glorifies that my Lakshmi Devi is sitting on the throne. She is so powerful. The whole kitchen is under her control. She cooks everything. She is controller of Lord in Nilachala. Everything is under her control. So Lord is smiling nicely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying, Srivas, we are in the mood of Narad Muni. Because Narad Muni is always with Lord Vishnu and Lord Lakshmi. Because majority of Vaikuntha is going. And he is in deep love with Lakshmi. Lakshmi Devi also had given him Mahaprasada of Vishnu one time. So you are Narad Muni. That's why you are so much influenced by Lakshmi. You are taking her sides. And then Swarup Damodar is counteracting. You don't know what is the opulence of Sundarachal. What is the opulence of gopis. What kind of love they have. You may think that I have always seen Satyabhama and gopis, when they get angry with Krishna, they give up their ornaments, they give up their opulent dresses, they just wear something, dirty dresses, and express their sorrowness by, you know, giving up all the opulence. And here she is getting angry and she is wearing all the opulent things and going. So look, then Swarup Damodar is explaining the beauty of Vrindavan. Vrindavan, every atom of dust is Chintamani. And all the gopis are wearing Chintamani at their ankle belts. Chintamani means what? Whatever you touch with Chintamani, desire is fulfilled. They say in Vrindavan, every tree is Kalpataru, desire tree. They fulfill all their desires. They desire only simple fruits and berries and peacock feather, nothing great. But there is so much bliss in that. And all this is provided by the Kalpatarus. The food is so simple there, but it derives so much happiness for Krishna. So in externally looking, things are like simplistic. He's not wearing Vaidurya Mani or Mukut or Vaijayanti Mala or, you know, all those things which Krishna wears in Dwarka and Ayodhya, other places. But the happiness that he derives from those simplistic things is millions of times higher than those things of Vaikuntha. He told gopis also, I have given up all the opulence of Vaikuntha to come and steal the butter and the buttermilk of all these gopis. Not even to get legitimately, but to steal and take it in an illegitimate way. I have given up because my Lord of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, Shyam Sundarji, is deriving so much pleasure in those things by stealing, simplistic things in stealing, much, much more than official opulence of Vaikuntha which Lakshmiji is providing. And again Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is smiling. He says, he is Dalita, he is from Vrindavan. So he is taking sides of Golok Vrindavan and Bhauma Vrindavan to explain the glories. And Swarup Damodar goes on describing and describing about the glories. He describes the quotations from Bilwa Mughal Thakur. He says from Brahma Samhita that see, in Vrindavan every step is a dance, every word is a song, everything is so beautiful and subtly, transcendentally beautiful and pleasurable. And Vaikuntha is not like that. No one knows in Vrindavan that Krishna is the Lord. And everybody knows in Vaikuntha that Lord is the Lord, and nobody can put arms around him except Lakshmi. But in Vrindavan, it's so opulent spiritually that even the smallest of insignificant person can go and climb on Krishna's shoulder and also punish him and also defeat him in the wrestling match and also scold him and also tie him and punish him also. So he's going on describing, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is smiling so happily that one person, my greatest devotee, Srivas Pandit, is talking about glories of Lakshmi from her side, and my another personal assistant is talking about the glory of Vrindavan and the loving exchange, the transcendental nature of the loving exchange of Vrindavan Dham. So hearing this, Lord became ecstatic. He got up and started dancing in the thoughts of Vrindavan, and he said he inundated the whole Purushottam Kshetra with love of Godhead. And thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated the Hira Panchami festival. How he celebrated? By taking out the essence of the bhav of the Leela. Why we hear Leela? Yes, it is very good. It's very, feel very nice. You feel, forget your miseries, and you, for that time being, you feel distressed and everything. You feel nice, you know, you feel relaxed. That's why you sleep also. People tell me why they sleep in the class. Well, they feel so relaxed, you know. And they're already stressed out, and pending sleep is there, pending relaxation is there. So as soon as they get relaxed, they go to sleep. They like katha, but they still, it's a fact. But what is the real process of hearing the katha? Is to capture the message and bhav of the katha. Every leela of the Lord has some message and some bhav and something to tell us. And the bhav of Hira Panchami is love in opulence, love in Aishwarya, which is very, it is said that Lakshmi Devi, when she went, she was looking so attractive that actually she mesmerized the Lord with her anjana that she had put in her eyes, Moha Anjana, the ointment that she had put as per the advice of Vimla Devi. And Lord did get attracted, and he ordered to turn the chariot to opposite direction, to go back. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now, it is called in our, in Marathi language, when you were studying poetry in school, we used to get full question, Rasaswadan, please do Rasaswadan of this poetry, of some material mundane poetry. But this Rasaswadan is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, is the highest of all. Churning out the transcendental meaning behind the essence, behind the pastime of the Lord. In the company of devotees. He is also Lord, but is listening to his devotees, what they are saying, and is really, really relishing the mood of the essence of the Hira Panchami pastime. And then, when we listen to every story of the Lord with this mood, it gives us ultimate transcendental pleasure, nourishes our soul, convinces us that there is no pleasure in the material world, convinces us to always remain absorbed in katha, creates hankering in the heart of all of us to hanker for those kathas, and that creates natural renunciation. That is what our topic today is. Let us create natural renunciation than a strenuous renunciation. Because whatever is strenuously achieved in renunciation will not last long. You will find yourself engrossed in the same activity which you apparently renounced in the past. But if you learn to remain absorbed in the katha of the Lord, you will always remain detached from those things which you have given up. When you give up things like stool, they remain like stool for you forever when you enjoy the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, the Lord's pastimes. When the nectar remains always nectar for you, those things you renounce will always remain like a stool for you. And you don't feel like taking it again back. Like the vomit, you don't feel like taking it back. Because you are convinced it is a vomit, it's an abominable thing. But that feeling of material attractions as abominable will remain in your heart when you are remaining absorbed in Harikatha. And in the nectar, transcendental nectar of the Harikatha, if you are relishing, then it becomes naturally possible for you to call those things abominable which are abominable. The formula is given to us. One who gets the taste for Srimad Bhagavatam and Hari Leela will never be afflicted by any material influences. It is true for a new devotee, advanced devotee, and a super advanced devotee, and a pure devotee also. Absorption, taste, liking, and attachment for the holy name of the Lord and the pastimes of the Lord is a sure shot antidote from getting detached from material world and pleasing the Lord and his devotees. Wherever you sit and discuss this thing, you will become transcendental, blissful, and whoever listens to you will become blissful and inspired. It's guaranteed. So this is what human life is meant for, to spend our time. After doing our duties in a Kartavya manner, doing work of the world in Kartavya bhav, with intelligence, but doing activities of the Lord with heart. We should do spiritual activities with heart and material duties with intelligence. But we are doing material activities with heart and bhakti with brain. So that's why we don't get the nectar. When we do bhakti activities with the heart, all the nectar, transcendental happiness will be experienced by you. And use intelligence to do your duties, not to get entangled, but keep doing duties. That is real bhakti. And that is possible. It's not impossible. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Anybody has? After the Lord returned back to Jagannath Puri, with the Hira Panchami incidents, he came back. Lakshmi Devi also banged the door to Lord Jagannath. You banged on me, I also banged on you. Out of love. The Lord then become very morose. His servants become morose. And then they think for the whole night. Lord is standing on the chariot in the middle of the road, in front of his own house, on the gate. You see, husband is standing out of the gate in front of his own house. So then they decorate him with gold. Shuna Vesh. So also Mohanjana. She put Mohanjana on him. He also decorated himself. And she came, let me see what is happening outside. What has happened after I banged the door? And she sees him. She's like attracted like anything. So beautiful the Lord is looking. Immediately all the so-called anger melts away. Heart is, Hriday dravit ho gaya. Heart melted with love. And she took him with love inside. And Baldevji and Subhadraji were quietly watching. They didn't want to get involved in this husband-wife affair. So they were also quietly sitting there. As soon as the Lord went, they also immediately went inside. And then everything became routinized. Instantly, Lakshmi Devi replenished the kitchen, made the new kitchen, and immediately new feast was cooked and offered to the Lord. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mai Ki. So Lakshmi Devi Ki. And by the way, this Lakshmi Devi is Radharani herself, but in Jagannath Puri, she assumes Aishwarya Bhav just to please the Lord, just to create some beautiful pastimes of the Lord. But she is Radharani only. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.